Welcome to Chatterbox. This is the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and we have reached edition number 2369, recorded on Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2026. We are recording 2 days earlier than usual, in the hope that you will receive this recording by Saturday, the 4th of April. I am Elaine Smith, and sitting next to me is Robin Quine to help read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We are always delighted to hear from you. We have one new listener this week, Mrs. Hilary Sayer of Norwich. We hope you enjoy our weekly news recordings and the frequent additional recordings. But before we start part one of Chatterbox, we have a message from Sarah Lusher.
Hello everyone. The April edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine has been put together and is now ready for you to enjoy. It's tulip time, and every year thousands of people make the journey to the west of the county to enjoy a beautiful rainbow field of flowers and raise money for a wonderful cause. We'll be journeying to the twin villages of Hofton and Wroxham and discover their hidden history. Our wildlife writer celebrates the swallowtail butterflies, and we look at the work of Broads artist David Dane. In her latest book, Fashioning the Crown, Justine Picardy tells the story of the House of Windsor through the clothing choices of the women and the couturiers who created them. And still with fashion, Fairfax and Favour have been putting the county on the style map. Fashion writer Alexandra Fullerton, who has styled some of the most famous people on the planet, tells the inside story of the brand's journey from Narford to New York. With our regular columnists Nina Nanar, Nick Aitchison, Chris Armstrong and Mike Liggins, there's a lot to hear about, so do keep listening after the news.
Thank you, Sarah. Edition 2369 of Chatterbox will include 5 sets of news stories and 6 letters from readers to the evening news, plus information desk and 3 features read by Paul Henderson.